Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a short old-school DNB intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it came off a dusty rave DAT, then got glued together with warm tape-style grit. The goal here is not to wreck the sound. We're not just slapping distortion on everything and calling it character. We want that classic jungle and early rave energy, chopped breaks, filtered sample phrases, dubby space, subtle saturation, and a top end that feels worn in, not fizzy. The intro should set the mood, hint at the groove, and make the drop hit harder by contrast. We're working at around 174 BPM, and by the end you'll have a 16-bar intro that feels loose, gritty, and still controlled. Start by choosing the right source material. You want one breakbeat loop and one tonal sample. Classic breaks like Amen, Think, Soul Pride, or Hot Pants are perfect, but any break with some personality will work. For the tonal element, look for an old rave vocal, a synth stab, a chord hit, or even a field recording with some mood. The key point is this: start with samples that already have character. If they're too clean, you'll end up forcing the vibe with processing, and that usually sounds fake. Drag your break into audio track 1 and your tonal sample into audio track 2. Warp them only if you need to, and don't over-perfect the timing. A little looseness is part of the feel. If your break is a full loop, try cutting it into 1-bar or 2-bar phrases so you can rearrange hits later instead of just repeating the exact same loop. Now build the intro skeleton. Think in phrases. Bars 1 to 4 are atmosphere and a filtered break ghost. Bars 5 to 8 open things up a little. Bars 9 to 12 bring in the tonal sample more clearly. Bars 13 to 16 push the energy toward the drop. Then bar 17 hits cleanly. The intro should feel like a door opening, not like the song immediately kicking the door in. A simple layout could be break on one track, stab or vocal on another, a noise riser or reverse texture on a third, and return tracks for reverb and delay. Keep your intro bus ready too, because that's where the glue will happen later. Now let's process the break, because this is the core of the sound. We want the break to feel warm, compressed, slightly flattened, and harmonically dirty in a musical way. A good starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor, auto filter, and utility. First, EQ8. Clean out the junk at the bottom with a high pass around 28 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, make a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If the hats are a bit edgy, soften a little around 4 to 6 kHz. Keep this subtle. Old school breaks should still breathe, and that mid-range texture is part of the charm. Next, use drum bus. This device is gold for DNB grit. Start with drive around 10 to 25%. Add a little crunch if needed, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep boom subtle unless you really need it, because your sub will handle the low end later. If the break feels too pokey, pull the transient down a little. If the top end is too sharp, use damp to tame it. The idea is to make the break feel baked in, not smashed. Then add saturator for harmonic glue. Turn soft clip on and add around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Use analog clip or soft sign depending on taste, and match the output so you're hearing tone changes, not just louder audio. If the break loses too much punch, back off the drive and let drum bus do more of the work. After that, add compression to glue the loop together. Use a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or around 100 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. You want the transients to live, but you also want the loop to feel like a single piece of tape, not separate hits stitched together. Now put auto filter on the break and automate it over the intro. Start with a low pass somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, then gradually open it towards 6 to 10 kHz as the drop approaches. A little resonance can help the motion feel more alive. This is classic DNB intro language. The filter movement creates tension without needing extra notes. To make the whole thing feel more tape-like, use gentle saturation in stages rather than one extreme effect. A very useful combo is saturator into dynamic tube on the break bus or intro bus. Keep the drive subtle and let the harmonics stack naturally. If you want a more degraded feel, you can add redux very lightly, but be careful. A little bit of bit reduction or downsampling goes a long way. Use it for texture, not as the main character. Echo is also huge here. It gives you that dubby, tape-flavored movement. Try a dotted eighth or quarter note. Feedback around 20 to 40%, and filter the delay so the low end and harsh highs are controlled. A little wobble or saturation can make it feel more alive. Use it on the vocal stab or selected break accents, not on everything. That's where the space and personality come from. Now build your returns. This is where the intro gets depth without becoming a blurry mess. Use a short room or plate reverb on returner with a decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds and a pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Cut the lows and tame the highs so it sits in the background. This return is about making everything feel like it exists in the same physical space. On return B, use a dub delay with higher feedback, filtered highs and rolled off lows. Send the vocal stab or key break accents into this return. Don't feed everything into it or you'll wash out the groove. A little delay at the end of a phrase can feel massive in this style. If you want a darker wash, use a third return with a more diffuse reverb and maybe a little saturation. This works great on reverse cymbals, chopped vocal shards, or little atmosphere hits. Keep it subtle. The intro should feel smoky, not fogged out. Now bring in the tonal sample and make it feel like a texture, not a lead. Process it with EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo and reverb. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz, clear any mud around 300 to 500 Hz and tame harshness if needed. Automate a slow low pass opening so it gradually becomes more audible across the intro. Add a bit of saturation so it can cut through the break. Then give it long shadows with delay and reverb. This should feel like a memory inside the intro, not a full melodic hook. Once the elements are working, route them into an intro group or bus and process them together. This is the glue stage. Put glue compressor on the bus and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want the break, atmospheres, and stabs to breathe as one unit. Follow that with a gentle EQ move if needed, then a little saturator with soft clip on. This makes the whole intro feel like it was printed through the same path. This is also a good moment to think like a mastering engineer for a second. The intro bus should improve the vibe, but the arrangement should still work if you bypass it. If the whole intro only sounds good because of heavy bus processing, that's a warning sign. The intro still needs to feel intentional on its own. For the arrangement, think in 4-bar scenes. Bars 1 to 4 are the wide establishing shot, filtered break, distant ambience, low send levels. Bars 5 to 8 move closer. Open the break a bit and add a stab every couple of bars. Bars 9 to 12 add more identity. A chopped vocal, a fill, maybe a little more delay feedback on the last hit of the phrase. Bars 13 to 16 are the tension shot. Open the filter fully, introduce a riser or noise swell, then briefly strip things back before the drop. That final reduction is important. Don't end the intro too full. Leave space so the drop feels bigger. A big part of old school jungle character comes from variation, so make the break feel played, not looped. Shift a few hits by tiny amounts. If you're using sliced MIDI, vary the velocities. Drop out a kick or ghost a snare every 4 or 8 bars. Use beat repeat sparingly for stutter fills, but don't overuse it. The magic is in the movement, not in turning the break into a glitch demo. Here's a nice advanced move. Split the break into rolls. Have a ghost layer that's heavily filtered and washed out. A main layer that carries the rhythm, and an accent layer for hats or snare hits with a little extra grit or delay. That gives you much more control over the evolution of the intro and keeps the processing from flattening everything equally. You can also use micro automation instead of giant sweeps. Nudge the drive up a little every 2 bars. Raise the reverb send just on phrase endings. Narrow the stereo image briefly before a fill. Push delay feedback on one hit, then pull it back. Those tiny moves make the intro feel performed instead of programmed. If the tape style processing smooths the break too much, try a parallel transient rescue. Duplicate the break, high pass the copy, compress it lightly, keep it dry, and blend it underneath the processed version. That brings back definition without killing the warmth. You can even add a dirty ambience layer with room tone, vinyl crackle, or a field recording. High pass it, low pass it, saturate it lightly, and maybe sidechain it a bit to the break. Used carefully, it can make the intro feel like it lives inside a larger physical space. Before you wrap up, do a final polish pass. Check that the break isn't clipping in an ugly way. Make sure the compression is subtle. Make sure the low end isn't fighting the drop that's coming later. Filter your delays. Keep the highs worn in, not harsh. If needed, use utility to narrow the intro a touch so the drop can feel wider when it lands. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't over-distort the break. If you crush it too hard, you lose the swing and transient character that makes DNB work. Second, don't make the intro too bright. Grit is not the same thing as harshness. Third, don't drown the groove in reverb. Fourth, don't let the same texture repeat for all 16 bars without change. And fifth, make sure the last phrase actually leans forward into the drop with a snare pickup, a reverse cymbal, a delay throw, or even a brief moment of silence before impact. The big mindset here is cohesion first, aggression second. Think in layers of age, not just distortion. Keep at least one part of the break relatively alive so the groove still snaps. Use warmth in the mid-range, not just extra bass. And remember, the intro is foreshadowing. If your drop bass is heavy, hint at its tonal center in the intro with a filtered note, a distant Reese texture, or a subtle root note drone. For practice, try building a 12-bar Dusty D&B intro using only stock Ableton Live 12 devices. Use one break loop, one vocal chop or stab, one noise riser or reverse texture, one reverb return, and one delay return. Make sure the break opens up by bar 9, the vocal only appears in bars 5 to 12, and the intro bus uses glue compressor. Automate at least two parameters. The final two bars should create clear drop tension. If you can mute the intro and instantly feel the track lose atmosphere, you've done it right.